Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Afsy. We asked the AD every Thursday at 5, although it was the Bronco Athletic Association's turn last week. Dusty Clements joining us, talking about tickets, spring game. Now we have spring break right now, right, Kurt?
Yeah.
So
does that mean you've been goofing off all week?
I just been sitting on the couch.
You know, by the way, I mean to ask you about that. So when you're in a spring break, do guys get more done? Because there's no kids around, in other words, that it's a different tempo. Let's talk about that next week, because we won't have any interruptions from, you know, kids having challenges or needing something or whatever. Yeah. I don't know if that changes how the buzz goes.
I don't think it changes administratively, but, you know, for example, a lot of our coaches are out of the office right now. Football takes the week off, and Coach Harson and that staff gets to spend some time with their family. So I think for the sports itself and the student athletes, they're gone. But for most of our administrative team, we're out. Now, if they've got their work done and, you know, like, for example, academic, our academic team, some of those people took some time off because the student athletes are gone. So it just kind of depends on what area you oversee. But it is an opportunity for some administrators to get away. For me, you know, I kind of like the time that those kids are gone. We can get some stuff done and maybe have a couple more meetings than we normally would have. But, you know, here it is Thursday, and spring break's over. So
yeah.
I think spring break, though, for everyone else is next week, right? Isn't the younger kids, JP,
yes.
You know that?
That
next week, I think, yeah.
And, so. In terms of a philosophy of the athletic department, I know there's obviously spring sports going on right now. Do you try to make sure that those kids, I mean, they're playing. There's no spring break. If you're playing in spring sports, softball,
right,
all that stuff, do you try to limit the schedule, or is that just up to the coach? And if they're scheduling 5 games during spring breaks, full steam ahead?
Well, first of all, there's legislation that says you can only play a certain amount of games. But, you know, coaches, and I think student athletes as well, they want to play as much as possible. You know, for volleyball, for example, beach volleyball, they're doing something tournament-wise probably this week. Softball just got back from playing, I think, Montana earlier this week. So those sports don't stop. Golf leaves on Saturday to go to Eugene Country Club. So they're playing up in Eugene, which is kind of fun for them. That's where the NC2A championships were last year.
That's right.
So a break for some and not for others. But, you know, again, the people that are busy in the spring also maybe have a little bit more time over Christmas break, where football's getting ready for a bowl game. They don't get to go home, you know, and spend as much time during that. So it's kind of, it just depends on what sport you're playing.
Kurt Afsy joining us in the Data Tell studio. Ask the AD with Boise State's Kurt Afsy every Thursday at 5. Kurt, let's get to the classic answer that ADs use. We're going to evaluate the program at the end of the year. Now, when a guy's in trouble and it's kind of a iffy thing, we can understand.
Yeah.
You got two basketball coaches right now that did pretty well.
Yeah.
But how do you work in, okay, you know, what do you need? How did it go? I'm sure it's a discovery process, not a reprimand like Prater and I go through annually.
Well, both those questions, or both coaches have been asked those questions. Leon, actually, right after the basketball tournament, headed to Kansas. There's a big JC JUCO tournament in Kansas. It just kind of happens to be right after the Mountain West tournament. I had to kind of squeeze that in between, you know, obviously NIT games. So he just got back last night, and we'll sit down here very, very shortly. I know what the needs are of the program and, you know, where the priorities are for him to try and make, you know, take that next step. We talk about those needs. We try to put some type of dollar figure to it. If we can help with those needs, we certainly will. And if not, if we're not in a position to at least help in some of the areas, then Leon and I will obviously come up with a way to go out and raise that money, which we've been doing since he's been here. And I do that with a lot of the other coaches as well. So always looking to get better. And, you know, that answer, I know you hear that from a lot of athletic directors, but we really do wait, you know, until the end of the year in terms of needs and the direction of the program going forward. You know, for both Gordy and Leon, I think the thing that's most exciting is we got a lot of young kids on both those rosters that got a lot of minutes this year. You know, if you just want to talk about it on the men's side, you know, you got Jessup, you got Hobbs, you got Austin, you got Dickinson, you got the three big guys that were only sophomores. And I know sometimes people say, well, you know, you got to develop those guys and they got to get better. Those kids are really, really hard workers. I think one of the biggest improvements that I hope you agree with was just Chandler from his sophomore to junior year. I mean, and that has everything to do with that kid just basically making a decision that in the offseason, I'm just going to get better. I'm going to get stronger. I don't know if I've ever seen that much improvement by another player from a sophomore year to a junior year with Chandler, the way that he got that done. And I mean, I look at Jessup Hobbs and Austin Paris, and you know, two are freshmen and one is a sophomore, and they got a lot of minutes this year. And it, you know, I think Justinian struggled maybe a little bit more than he would have liked, but Hobbs was so much better at the end of the season than he was in the beginning. And I think Paris kind of went through some up and downs, but ended on a really good note over the last month and a half. So I think the nucleus is there for them. And, I think they've got two or three, maybe two scholarships to give. So I think Leon and his staff will be a little patient. You know, I think signing day's coming up next month. I don't think they're just totally dialed into, you know, getting those scholarships taken care of and moving on. I mean, they still a lot of time before the fall starts. So, just really excited about both programs. And yeah, those conversations with those coaches have started to happen and will continue throughout the spring.
Go ahead, Fred.
Well, obviously the women's team lost a couple of, its top players, but they also returned four of their five top scorers. Prater, the math nerd here. This is only the third time in school history that the men and the women have won 20 games in one season.
Yeah.
And it's the third best performance overall. I think 49 wins a few years ago combined, 47 before that. This year you had a combined 45 wins. With all that wins behind you and all that talent in front of you, is it safe to say that Boise State basketball is healthier than it's ever been?
I would say overall, yeah. And you know, the good thing about it, again, I go back to the youth of these teams. There's two gals sitting out right now. One's a transfer from Arizona.
Yeah, Shante
Coleman. And the other freshman. They're really, really good players. In fact, Sonny, she was close to getting eligible and we couldn't work it out. So she had to sit out, but you have those two coming in. I know they're working on another big kid that they're hopefully real close to signing. And, you know, when you look at it that way, Mike, based on the past couple years and the wins that you talk about, 45, 46, and 47, you know, you're not looking at two teams with a bunch of seniors next year. So, yeah, I think the basketball, I don't know if it's the best it's ever been in terms of combining both programs, but sure is, it seems as good as it's ever been. So I'm excited about that.
You have success like that. Did you expect to get a phone call about Leon at Cal or Washington? Does your ears go up? Any Northwest job?
Absolutely.
That comes up and you just say, okay, let's see where we're at here.
Always ready for it, you know, and as I've said before, I think Leon's a terrific coach and I want him to be here for a long time and we're going to do our best to try to keep him in every instant that comes up like that. And I expect it not just with those two coaches, but, you know, Jeremy Kipp today named the Mountain West Conference Coach of the Year. Neil and Tina, our two gymnastics coaches, named it last week. So, you know, we've got some coaches just flat out getting it done. And, I'd rather have that. I'd rather have the worry of them looking at other jobs than I would, you know, nobody looking at them. And I think that's a good thing. And, it keeps me on my toes. That's for sure. And we've got to think about creative ways to try to keep them interested in staying at Boise State because, they're doing an awesome job and I want them to stick around.
Well, when you hear Leon and his staff publicly talking about wanting the team to be more athletic, mm-hmm. and they talk about the opponents that, yeah, our matchup challenges, we've had problems with athletic teams. Mm-hmm. And so we need to get more athletic players. That may be something we need to do. And we sit back and go, well, how hard is that? You know, we look at other sports. We see a lot of athletic guys. It seems like basketball's got a whole different set of challenges. Is it the competition, the number of schools playing basketball? Mm-hmm. What's the different situation? If there is one.
Well, I think first of all, we look to get a different type of kid. Not mean that in a bad way or a good way, but I think Leon has to look at, you know, the nucleus of what he has and going forward. And he has a very, very good idea about what he needs. I don't think you guys are way off track on the radio that's saying maybe we need to be a little bit more athletic. I don't think a ton, but
they say it.
You know, one more real athletic guy, maybe a bigger body down low. I'm not a basketball guru, but I know this much. You have to be good at the guard spot. That is really, really important. And I feel really good about that. And I like the big guys as sophomores. I think they're going to come back and be even better. I thought, all three of them did a better job. I thought, you know, David Wacker had a really good year at the end of the year. It was unfortunate that he wasn't able to play against Illinois. And, I think that team is set up. He'll fill the gaps with people that they need. And he'll probably be the first one to tell you that they were relying on three. And I don't think he wants to be kind of that one dimensional team by any means, but, You know, I don't think we've had a guy like Chandler in a while either that can take people off the dribble like he did. So, you know, maybe you try to add another guy that's maybe similar to Chandler and a big guy in the middle and, you know, something like that. But I usually don't get into what kind of player they need to get. Now where I can be helpful is if they're looking at someone that, you know, might be struggling a little bit more academically, and we got to follow them and make sure that we're still getting that kind of kid that knows that if he is, he's got to come in here and work hard and get it done. And those are some of the conversations that Leon and I have. But,